On this program, we often tell you about how the FBI harasses FBI whistleblowers. And, well, there's tons of evidence that they do so. But when it comes to digging up dirt on their former agents or current agents who they just don't want to pay anymore, they go to extreme lengths. And, well, this I found to be very, very interesting. Now, many of you guys might remember, because we've had them on the show, Garrett O'Boyle and Steve Friend. They come on the show quite often. They've also testified in front of Congress. Well, when they came forward to call out the Bureau for their corruption, the FBI did something, well, that might have some of you scratching your heads. They looked into their credit score. And, well, Steve Friend put up this screenshot of his credit score. And in it, as many of you guys could see, the FBI actually did an inquiry into his credit on August 12th of 2022. Now, if you're wondering the significance of that date, that's actually the day that Steve Friend came forward as an FBI whistleblower. And it's interesting enough because it's not just Steve Friend. Like I mentioned, Garrett O'Boyle also took a look at his credit. And well, the FBI, looks like on maybe two occasions, did a hard inquiry into his credit score as well. And you see here, you see that they looked into his credit. Now, it happened on two different dates, what I thought was interesting. In 2022, it looks like in 2023, the Bureau went looking into his information. And so it happened before he came forward, because he came forward on September 26th of 2022. But he was going to Congress back in November of 2021. Just keep that in mind. And, you know, there the agency is looking into his credit. Now, it's not just these two as well. Kyle Serafin, who's also a regular on the show, also found out that the FBI was looking into his credit. And well, they did so after he came forward as an FBI whistleblower. Now, most of you are probably wondering why this happened. I asked the FBI directly, and well, they just responded back to me moments ago by saying that they had no comment. But often FBI whistleblowers are harassed by the agency, and it's not just them, it's their families as well. They are all targeted by the agency when it comes to, you know, just trying to do what's best for the American people by reporting the weaponization of the Bureau. And joining us now to discuss all of this is FBI whistleblower Steve Friend himself. Steve, you brought this story to our attention, and so we're so grateful for it, but it's concerning because, well, the FBI is looking into your credit the day that you come forward as an FBI whistleblower. What do you make of all of this?
Well, I think I came forward to my frontline supervisor and expressed my concerns, and then he immediately contacted executive management within my office at FBI Jacksonville, and I have it on good authority that the special agent in charge at the time, Sherry Unks of the FBI Jacksonville, was very close. I would think that they're kind of BFFs with Jennifer Moore, who was the executive assistant director of human resources branch. In fact, Jennifer Moore, when she came to Jacksonville, stayed at the house of Sherry Unks. They're pretty thick as thieves. And Jennifer Moore was the person who signed off on each of Kyle, Garrett, and my own suspensions from her position as executive assistant director of human resources. So I think that that's a pretty cohesive line from one party to the next that sort of indicates that they immediately started an investigation process on us, thinking that we might be some sort of insider threat, or more likely, as we've come to find out, just to target us as whistleblowers for some sort of reprisal in violation of 5 USC 2303.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to give the FBI, you know, some type of leverage here to kind of defend themselves. And I specifically asked them, how many times do you actually do background checks and go after agents' credits? And well, they didn't want to respond to that. Steve, is it a common practice at the Bureau for them to look into your credit score while you're employed, like even way past your, you know, hiring date, looking into your credit information?
Well, historically, they would do five-year security checks on people, and that would be part of that. But then they got so far behind. I mean, I was with the FBI for 8.5, 9 years, and they never did one on me. So they changed the policy, and they labeled it as continuous vetting, meaning that they might get around to it one way or another. It might make you think they're looking at you one week, and then a month later looking at you again. But really, it was just to get out of trouble for their failing to meet the five-year requirement. So they will probably argue that this was part of some sort of continuous vetting process they were going after us for. I was an employee at the time and was not suspended. They might be able to articulate it, even though the timing is very dubious and suspicious. But the fact that Kyle and Garrett both had their credits checked after they were suspended by the FBI indicates to me that this is part of something larger, not part of their employment, but maybe a criminal or a national security investigation, which my moles have told me there are one, if not several, domestic terrorism investigations of which each of us is a party of concern.
Well, that's deeply concerning. Have you alerted, Chairman Jim Jordan to any of that? Because the fact that you guys were coming forward would be flagged is deeply concerning.
I've alerted the Weaponization Committee, and hopefully they will take up some sort of investigation on it and do some basic inquiries. Certainly should be a question for members of the committee who can then turn around and issue the subpoenas that never seemed to get issued, like for Jennifer Moore. She refused to really cooperate really with the process. Same with Sherry Onks. I think that neither one of them is even represented now by the FBI because they've retired. They should issue subpoenas to them and have them come forward, and then they wouldn't even have the protection from the FBI. The FBI couldn't represent them in that.
Yeah, well, I would want to hear from them specifically because I think it's very strategic how this is all happening to the three of you. And I'm sure if we were to reach out to other FBI whistleblowers or even the IRS whistleblowers of other agencies, I mean, I'm sure they might have similar stories because, you know, we talk about it often on the show, but you guys are being targeted still to this day. I mean, we had Garrett Boyle on the show last week talking about how he was hit with a $3,000 plus bill even after leaving the agency. And those were related to his moving expenses when the Bureau had him move to another state and take his whole family with him. And then they immediately suspended him when he arrived. It was like we talk about it. It was a way to harass him. It's a way to financially drain him. And for the last over 18 plus months, he has been on unpaid leave, but he's still employed by the FBI. And so they're able to get away with this. Constantly when I reach out to politicians about, you know, this stuff happening to you all, they love speaking to you when you were in front of Congress, obviously. But now that we're, you know, months out of that, I keep asking, following up to ask them, you know, what are you guys doing to push back and to help people like you, Kyle, and Garrett? And well, I don't really hear much. They say that there's proposed legislation to make sure that the agencies can't do this any longer. But what are you hearing? Are you hearing that anyone in Congress is looking to make sure that this stuff stops happening with the FBI?
They're hanging their hat on this legislation, which if you actually look into it, will be completely ineffective. They are basically repeating what is already in the law and that the FBI is not following. They're saying that they're going to make referrals over to the Inspector General's office, and they'll have 6 months to assess whether or not there was some sort of retaliation or reprisal against a whistleblower. So tell me the person that can go without a paycheck for 6 months. So that in itself is not helpful, but the FBI has the hack. They don't retaliate against you for whistleblowing. They find another reason to do it. For Garrett, they said that he went to the media, which we know isn't true. For Kyle, they said that he had an unprofessional interaction with another law enforcement agency when he was shooting in the desert at a gun range, when he has video to support. And then for me, they said that I looked at the employee handbook, an unclassified document, improperly. So none of us have actually been on paper, have faced any sort of reprisal for whistleblowing. But look, if you have more than two brain cells and a 98.6 degree temperature, you can see that that is what's going on. And that's consistent with them looking into our credit.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve, I wanted to ask you too. It's not just the credit that's the issue here too. There's other tactics that the FBI uses to target you. And it's, you know, quiet. It's very hard to kind of directly come out and say, but since you've come forward, have you noticed anything else that's personally, you know, happened to you that you might flag as potential retaliation?
Absolutely. I came forward and 3 weeks later, my wife sent a private Facebook message and her Facebook account was shut down within 30 minutes. She'd sent a private message to a Moms for Liberty representative and asked her to share our story because I didn't at the time have any social media. And then her account was permanently revoked. And she's actually part of the Missouri v. Biden lawsuit that's going on. Then during Hurricane Ian, when I was out of contact because there was no cell reception or internet, the FBI leaked my medical information to the New York Times and told them that I was actually under investigation for discharging a firearm in my backyard. Also had to participate in a compelled interview with the FBI security division during which they tried to get me into the Mike Flynn trap, try to get me to lie to a federal agent so they could charge me with a crime. And then they said that I broke state law, which I didn't. The inspection division issued a gag order to me and told me I was not allowed to discuss any facts of my investigation or my case with my family or my friends or even my attorney. And then when I put in requests for outside employment, like Marcus Allen is having problems with, I put in two requests for outside employment. I was told it would take between 30 and 90 days to determine whether or not I could do that. Within one calendar day, they rejected those requests. So it's an attempt to just financially starve you and bleed you white. So eventually you just have to resign out of necessity. And therefore they can disregard any of the concerns you brought forward as those of some rambling, angry ex-employee.
Yeah. Well, we hear those stories quite often about how they're trying to starve people out financially who come forward. And it's discouraging. And that's probably the nicest way to phrase it for the FBI to say. But ultimately, it's un-American that we do this and we allow this to continue to happen because when a whistleblower comes forward, they should be protected. They should be protected, not only, the other protectors, but financially be protected because, Gerard O'Boyle, I mean, we talk about it all the time. Now he's making shirts and he's doing other things, but he can't bring an income. And that's the biggest issue here is that somebody who has served his time, his country, and has really done a great service to everyone is now being punished. And he literally can't bring in an outside source of income right now. And a man who has children, young children, that's completely devastating. And it's meant to make him resign and to kind of give in. And he's got, he's looking to recoup all of the lost funds that he's had to deal with since coming forward. And it's just disgusting, Steve, when we continue to see this play out and we continue to see the FBI harassing and targeting all of you guys for coming forward. And then the politicians that just refuse to really kind of intervene. It's unfortunate. But Steve, we really appreciate you bringing this to our attention. I will be actively reaching out to Chairman Jim Jordan's office to see what they have to say about this. And so we'll keep our audience updated on all of that. So thank you, Steve.
I appreciate it, and I'm sure that Christopher Wray will say he can't comment on an ongoing investigation, which will actually tell us something. But thanks for the time.
Yes, that's usually the defense these days. Thank you.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products, taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded. Redemptionshield.com. Use code BREE and save 10%.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.